All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Time for another episode of their show. So I'll get started.
Yes.
You can go to traviscrutcher.com.
Yes.
That is where you can check out things about speaking, keynotes, workshops, one-on-one coaching, podcast consulting. You can also go to teardownapparel.com. There's new stuff. I'm not going to give it all away right now, but I can tell you that we have redesigned an old school favorite. One of the most popular ones from launch got redesigned. So
yes, it's beautiful. Love
that's
it.
That's exciting. And some new trucker hats, because 'tis the season, right? Look cool and keep your head cool.
That's right. You gotta let that air flow.
From teardownapparel.com. Go ahead.
You can go to teamhopelifters.com, and that's where all of my stuff is.
Check it out.
there's stuff about this show. There's stuff about fitness, nutrition. I've got a blog. You can read the things that I write there. Also, follow me on the gram.
That's right.
At Team Hope Lifters.
That is the handle on the gram.
Yep.
Anything else?
That'll do it.
Well, without further
ado,
on with their show.
When you can't go over it, and you can't go under it, you've got to tear it down.
All right, here we go. You know, before we get started, I have to point out, like, I don't do anything halfway.
Right.
Like, my air guitar during the intro is even next level because I actually use a pick.
Yeah, you do have a pick.
It's true. So that's true. That's when you take air guitar almost as seriously as you take real guitar.
So it's all serious.
Yeah, and that's not what the show's about.
No.
But boy, it's going to be a hard gear shift. So the world is a motherfucker sometimes.
It certainly has lost its mind.
And if you've been paying attention, it's really started to creep up on me earlier and earlier, right? It's like, while you were sleeping, Travis, here's what the fuck happened.
Remember that redesign show called While You Were Out?
Yeah, that was usually good news.
Right? You leave for the day and you come back and all your stuff's in a different place and it's all made out of plywood.
You take Mimi's for a little bit, you go me for a little bit, and you come back and the world's on its fucking head.
Yeah, for real.
So this morning, I get up, and the first thing I see on the Soch is fucking Doritos.
I know.
Doritos Spain. Doritos told Bud Light to hold its beer.
Right.
And was like, watch this shit.
I know. You think that was bad? We're going to really tank this.
They hired a person who goes by the name Samantha Hudson.
Yes.
Now, Samantha is from Spain.
Right.
And also not Samantha.
No.
Okay? I don't know what Zizer Zim's actual fucking birth name was.
No, I saw it at some point. I can't remember.
Fucking Nightmare Fuel is what its name was. It looks like fucking the little skinny guy from Nacho Libre, right? Yeah. But with fucking worse teeth.
But with bad teeth.
Real bad teeth.
Yeah.
It's just a mess.
Yes.
And so they hire this trans, quote, influencer from Spain to be the...
They're a singer... influencer, something else.
Sure.
Trans rights activist.
Right.
However.
Right. However, someone didn't do their fucking research. Shocking Doritos. Right. Come on.
I know.
What would Jay Leno say?
Oh gosh.
That is not so cool, Ranch. So this fucking, this thing that is the thing of nightmares.
Yeah.
Turns out to be a real piece of shit.
Yes. Like honestly.
Yes.
Honestly.
And so I've got some of their highlights, the highlight reel. I'll give you the end of the story real quick. Less than 2 days into hiring this person, Doritos has now fired them.
Right. Because it's too big of a liability to partner with this person.
Because they didn't do their research, but here are some of the tweets from Samantha Hudson.
Right. Ready? I hope you're sitting down.
Now, understand that these are originally written in Spanish.
Right.
And so you can read tweets in any language. So you just hit translate and it tells you what it says.
Yeah.
So here's one of them. Okay. I if your kids are around, say stop listening to the show right now because these are gross.
Yep.
I want to do hooligan things like putting a 12-year-old girl in the ass. Okay. Hold on. Wait. There's more. I won't read the worst one. I told you the worst one earlier. I'm not going to read that one.
Yeah. It's too much.
It's really bad. Then this one. This is fun. I hate women who are victims of rape and who turn to self-help centers to overcome their trauma. What heavy whores.
What? It's like it leaves me like ragey and speechless. Because I just can't wrap my mind around someone that would say either of those things. It is so egregious and so far from just humanity.
Now, bear
just
in mind,
being another human on the planet, having any kind of empathy, sympathy, love for anyone.
And also keep in mind that this person who is bashing, you know, survivors of rape is actually a man.
Right.
It's actually a man.
Right. Which just doubles all of the disgustingness of it. Because basically it feels like, well, he's just asking for permission to do absolutely anything he wants to absolutely anyone he chooses, and that there be no repercussions and that the other person have zero feelings about it.
Well, this really cool person also has been interviewed and said that they firmly believe in the destruction of the nuclear family.
Yes. And I actually saw it and in quotes, annihilation.
Annihilation, yeah.
Like that, it just continues to blow my mind.
Right.
To want to degrade the nuclear family is just, it's unacceptable. And truly, that is the downfall of humanity as we know it.
Right. And this person has tweeted admissions of, like, you know, sodomizing 12-year-old cousins.
Yes, right.
So here's the deal. Like, really cool human, super awesome influencer. What the fuck, Doritos?
Right.
What the fuck, anybody at this point? Like, here's the thing. We live in an age where it's really, really easy to find out anything about anyone.
Anybody.
Especially fucking really awesome people like this who put everything on Front Street.
If your phone rings and you don't recognize the number and you let it go to voicemail, do you listen to the voicemail, or do you first Google the number that it came from to see if it is some kind of telemarketing scam?
I Google it while it's ringing.
Right. See, that's the thing. We're Googling phone numbers before we answer our own phone, and we are hiring someone who's pretending to be something else to represent something that, you know, is supposed to be for everybody, but they have a very specific and destructive view on people.
I was upset because I like Doritos.
Right, yeah.
I call them makeout chips.
That's right. But you both have to eat them.
Right. And no one's making out. But it's one of those things where it's like, look, first of all, due diligence, man.
Yes.
Like, don't jeopardize, and this is to anyone in any space.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't jeopardize the things that are important to you.
Right.
Because you're too fucking lazy to do some research.
Right, to find out what they actually believe.
And you can apply that to anything.
Yes.
Whether it's researching a topic for a show like we've done today. Right. Or, you know, whatever it is.
Right. If you're a hiring manager someplace, like, do a little research on your person. You know, you get the resume, actually read it. Actually find out what they've taken the time to write.
And I get it. If this bucket of yuck put female on an application,
right,
you would be a little taken aback when they came in with a goatee.
With a goatee.
Right? But at the same time, like, so you can't, you know, you can still Google, you can still, I mean, look, when I was still in corporate America.
Yes.
If I had the time and the resources, and don't think I'm a fucking weirdo, because every hiring manager does this. I would fucking look on Facebook before you even came in.
Right.
To see. Because here's the thing, folks. And I will directly pick on this person, because there's clear mental illness at play here.
Seriously, some real sickness happening.
If you've got someone who espouses these things coming in to represent your organization, you have to know it's going to be a problem.
Yes.
And there are certain things that they're trying to make commonplace now that should be big, bad red flags to you that this person will be a problem. Because here's the thing, Doritos is fucking lucky that this person had some real slanderous shit in their past that they were able to go, no, this is why.
Right.
Because otherwise they'd be being held hostage right now by someone who would be threatening to sue them.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Because they already... Because
you already pulled the trigger and said yes.
They already said yes. Ooh, it just... I can't...
You can't even have the topic of doing research happen right now because you're so pissed off about this
whole thing. I am. I really am. That just, you know... I just don't have enough words.
I'm watching you try to talk.
And it just is... It's like the just the whole disrespect, it's just hate. And the fact that if I were to, you know, publicly, I guess it is,
right, kind of
come out and say, like, I am anti this person. Right. I am anti their beliefs. I am anti the way they live. I'm all these things. I'm the one that's full of hate. Yeah, I'm the bigoted one. 100%. I'm the one, you know, that I'm the problem with the world. That's crazy.
I agree.
Like, I would never put anyone's children in jeopardy, much less put them in some sort of sexual situation. Like, oh my gosh, that's like the most horrifying thing on the planet. If our kids are going to watch a movie, I make them call their parents to find out if they can watch whatever the rating is. Like, I don't mess with people's children. That is such a responsibility that it's bigger than you can even put words on. This is a life that you're raising to move into the world to continue on.
Right.
I just, sorry.
No, I mean, you know that I'm in violent agreement with everything you just said. And it really is, there's certain instances where it's just so, but again, like what this really boils down to, it goes back to the Bud Light thing, right?
Yes.
We're trying to capitalize, we're trying to bandwagon on some trending thing, but look, man.
This isn't a trending sound on Reels or TikTok. This is not.
Look, dude, Jean Co's were trending for a while.
Right.
That shit fell out of fashion, right? I'm just saying.
I loved them.
I know you did. God, they were fucking horrible.
They were great.
Horrible. Atrocious.
I'm wonderful.
It's the worst.
Whatever.
But you need to fucking pump your brakes. I understand. Yeah. I understand marketing. I understand there's a short window to capitalize, to make that fucking money. Yeah. I totally get it, man.
Right.
But at the same time, is it worth the potential risk? Or even if it is, have you done your research?
Right.
Like, you can't go off half-cocked and think, oh, and now all of a sudden we've got a full-fledged fucking rapist and pedophile, right?
Or, exactly.
Or, you know, I can't call anyone a rapist, but I can say that they tweeted about doing some really foul shit to 12-year-olds.
They seem to be supportive of it.
Sure.
And they don't want to hear anyone cry about it either.
Yeah, well, you're just such a heavy whore.
Jeez.
What a scumbag.
I can't, like what? What are you even talking about? A heavy whore.
And that's the thing. You know, like, in the landscape that we are currently operating in, there are a lot of things.
Yes.
And we've talked about so much of this on the show already.
Yeah.
That you as the individual...
Yes.
Don't get to influence the organization.
Right.
In as much as, now you can make a positive impact there.
Right.
You can make changes in policy for the better of everybody, right?
Yes.
But what you can't do is come in and go, I want to do these things. And even though they're against your policy, I want you to not only hire me, but I want you to change your policy. Otherwise, I'm going to be filing a lawsuit and calling you a bigot.
Right.
That's not the fucking way it works.
No.
It's not the way it works.
And that's why, you know, we're saying be careful who you yoke up with, because once you're connected, it is very hard to sever that connection. I mean, you think back to high school and the people you hung out with the wrong crowd one time and stuff went south. You are forever part of that
crew that
did the whatever terrible thing, even though you're like, you know, cat in the bathtub trying to get out of it the entire time or whatever.
I was waiting for my mom at the skating rink.
Right.
These rascals with the skateboard showed up. Smoking the Marlboro Lights.
And their baggy jeans. Chain wallets.
Backwards ball caps. Ruffians, I tell you.
But it's true. It's true. You really need to know what someone is about. If you're in a business situation, you are entering into a relationship with this person. And so do you want them and their values representing you when you're not around? If the answer is no, it's a no-go.
Like when I take on individual clients, I do a free session up front.
Yeah.
And that's not like everyone's like, oh, that's so nice. And then they get to know what you're about. Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you straight up. And if you're listening to this, you've probably heard me talk about it before.
Yeah.
That isn't just so you can get to know me, boo-boo.
Right.
That's so I can get to know, are we going to be a good, like, I'm deciding here.
Right, right. You're
not the
vetting,
other way around.
Right. You're vetting the person. Do you want to work with them? Are your ways of doing things going to be able to taken in by them and actually
And I will tell you, there have been comp sessions where at the end I'm like, I just don't think we're a great fit to work together.
Right. And fortunately, you know people, you can say, hey.
I will totally refer you to somebody else.
Right.
But that's because I'm doing my research just like they're doing their research. And it's important when you're entering a relationship, a business relationship, a personal relationship. I mean, look, dude, Like, you might swipe right on somebody, but you're going to sit there and text for like fucking 3 weeks before you go to a bar. Otherwise, you know.
Right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
And so if you're willing to do that just to meet someone in a public place, why would you not be willing to do that when there's billions of dollars at stake?
Right. Exactly.
Billions of dollars at stake.
Exactly. It is crazy.
And we've entered into this odd space where now it's like we are willing to alienate 80% of our demographic to pander to less than 5%.
Yeah. That is the part that I still find to be so shocking. That it still, even after the Bud Light fiasco, that it's still happening. And you know, I think people need to do their own research, sure. Like with the products that you buy, the companies that you support, the stores that you shop in, because there are a lot of things happening because really everything is owned by like six big companies. Right. And so, you know, one little company gets bought out by this big company. Right. And the little company is saying, but we're this nice, happy, supportive, good, whatever company. And then the big company buys them. And the big company is now saying, yeah, but you're not made with that anymore. Right. And the money that you bring in supports this agenda. And, you know, it's very deceptive. And I have done a lot of looking into it. And it truly is shocking where your money is going. I mean, if I have to see another makeup ad that's got some dude with a high and tight and his nails painted, what? You know, with doing better eyeliner than I am, with, you know, Easter egg colors on his eyelids and lipstick on, like, recommending this Clinique cover up. Like,
free, fierce, and fabulous.
You've got to be kidding me.
You're just jealous.
Like this makeup. The thing is, though, it's like maybe it's great.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe yeah.
It is.
And Maybelline, Clinique, Elf. I can make a whole list.
Oh, I know you can.
Maybe though. Maybe I should invest if it covers up 5 o'clock shadow.
It's true.
I'm sure the little bit of redness that I have sometimes, you know, it won't be a problem.
I've seen some of these tutorials where, you know, these gals can work wonders with contouring.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
You won't even need to tuck anymore. You just hide it.
You know? Just put some makeup down there.
The right amount of shading. You'll be fine. You don't even need the surgery. You just contour a little.
Right.
It's great.
Just get the right color palette. You'll be fine.
For fuck's sake.
It's so, I just don't understand how people don't look at that and go, that's not for you, first of all. And second of all, how is it that you don't find that to be offensive?
Because everyone gets to choose.
No.
Come on.
That's not how this works.
No, I know. Look, here's, and you know what I really think about it. What I really, really think about it. But there are certain things that I think are unacceptable, right? And so I've never cared. Look, people who identify different ways goes all the way back to fucking antiquity. Yes. This is not a new thing.
No.
No one's ever said it was.
Right.
No one really ever gave a fuck either.
No. Not until you start marching down the street doing everything that you're doing behind closed doors in the street in front of children.
And so I would allege this. If everyone wants to be left the fuck alone, then leave everyone alone.
Right. Quit trying to make everybody say it's okay.
Right. It's just banana hands. And it's this is the fallout from it, right? Is you go too quick into something that you think is the popular narrative. Right. You think this is the mainstream outlook. And you're just, you know, it's like, I just got to get mine. I got to get my trans influencer. It's like, no, you got to slow down.
It didn't pick work the right last one, man. Time.
Pick the right one. You know, you got to be choosy with your trans influencers.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Well, they're going to be brand ambassadors, right? You got to be careful. And this show's really degraded from the value-based thing that I thought we were doing, but it's okay.
No, No.
It's
not.
Fine. It has. It's fine. And I'm okay with it. Because
but
look,
it really hasn't. Because it is. You have to be aware. You have to open your eyes and you have to be able to do the research and make a decision.
Sure.
And maybe it's a hard decision. Maybe you're like, oh, but they're really good at whatever thing. They really get a lot of attention. Yeah. They really, you know, they're very well spoken. Right. But are the other things that they have that when, you know, you say that person's name that come to everybody's mind, are those the things that you want in the forefront of people's minds when your name comes up?
Yeah, I mean, and the thing with this one is it caught fire, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it was quick.
Yes.
The internet did not sleep on this bullshit.
I do wonder if Doritos is going to have any fallout from this. Or if they caught it fast enough that people will go,
I think they're going to respect the decision.
We forgive you for making a bad choice, and we appreciate that you nipped it before we just let it happen.
Yeah, I mean, they did like a 50-second trailer with this person called like Crunch Talks, and they've even deleted it.
Really?
Like they are you know.
Everything, yeah.
All the ones and zeros are trying to get zapped right now. They're like, oh, no. Don't. We're not going to Mulvaney this shit.
Right. They're out there with their digital eraser doing their best.
Yeah. Like 8.2 billion is what Bud Light lost. No, thanks. We're good.
Yeah. I mean, geez. And that's when we initially talked about this, when you saw it early this morning, I was like, man, it makes Mulvaney look like kind of a princess. And then you go.
Trust it.
So is that the point?
No.
Are they like, take one for the team so that this one looks better and this one, you know, at this point.
Who's not going to lose anybody? Doritos, you're good. Everyone loves that shit.
That's what people thought about Bud Light. Bud Light, diehard people.
Yeah,
that's what I drink.
T-Money has told us to give them another chance.
Yeah.
I don't drink, so I can't, but.
Right. Yeah, you know, no. It won't be us, but.
If the orange man said give him another chance, maybe give him another chance. You know what I mean? Right. Maybe it's fine.
Responsibly.
Right, responsibly. Or don't.
Right.
You know, whatever.
You can get non-alcoholic everything now.
Sure.
You can enjoy the taste and not act a fool.
It's
so.
Weird. I want to be responsible for when I act stupid.
Right. Own it.
I want you to know this is on fucking purpose.
Right. This is with a completely clear mind. I am saying these messed up things to you.
Look at my face.
And jumping off the table.
Look at my face. You invited me. Not my fault.
Right.
Gosh, I've got keynotes and shit coming up. Like, no, Travis, that's fine. You guys know what I'm going to talk about. It'll be fine. I don't, you know, this is my living room. I get to say what I want. It's just so bottom line, like, let's wrap it up. Try and put a bow on this fucking shit sandwich we put together for everybody. But it's like, it really does boil down to, in all things.
Yes.
Pause for just half a fucking second.
Yep.
And do a little research.
Yep.
Lean into who and what it is you're really about to partner with, really going to, you know, start espousing out loud.
Yes.
And make sure that it lines up with your morals, your values, and, you know, your target demographics.
Exactly.
Very important.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, it's not going to be good.
It's not going to work. The thing is, it doesn't have to be this extreme. You know, it doesn't have to be what we think is, you know, a pedophile and, you know. It can just be like your business practices diverge.
Right.
You know, you're a, I answer emails in 24 hours and they're like, oh, I'm 72. And you're like,
And the other side of this is also very simple. Like if you don't think that someone's going, you know, if you're getting ready to say or do or act a certain way.
Yep.
If it can bite you in the ass in 5 years, you don't want it to, then don't say it.
Then don't do it.
Right.
Yep.
But like, you know. Man, Kevin Hart said one thing.
Yeah.
And he got the Oscar snatched from this person's spokesperson for Doritos.
That's such
what's going on here? What do we do? What are we doing right now?
Yeah. But it just shows you, like, keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Pay attention to people, to products, to places, to, you know, everything you see that pops up that catches your attention. Do the research before you show up there.
And not to get all weird, not to get all cagey and weird at the end, but like... If there's a spotlight on it, there's a reason why.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe take some time to do a little digging. Why? Why why are you putting a spotlight on that? Why are you dangling that in front of me right now?
Right. What else is going on?
Right. Anyway.
What color is your roof?
Yeah. See, you can't do it. You can't do it.
I know. Sorry.
That is a whole different show.
It's time to wrap it up. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Paint them blue. Anyway. Got anything else?
Nope.
Yeah, except for the blue roof thing. All right, we hope you guys dug it. We hope you took something, even if it was just laughs, away from it.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.